grass must be cut. It's not an excuse that the road must be perfect. It's not an excuse that traffic lights must function. And that is why we have identified them as the province, as G13 problems. And we've put the necessary resources. When the MEC responsible for finance, after the national budget has been presented, you will see our intervention program. It was just unfortunate that those incidents happened before we put our G13 processes to deal with those challenges. But it's not an excuse. I must emphasize that. The problem was that the planning teams that plan for these events, there was a huge miscommunication. What is it can be that can be done by provinces and local government? What is it that can be done by national government? But in this meeting, there's a clear line on how we're going to cooperate and work together. Never dispute that when I said I've got G13 problems. In the state of the province address, we mentioned specifically those 13. And all the issues that we're referring to are in that state of the province address, because we knew them, we understood them. The only area that we are raising and we still continue to raise is the coordination of the work that we need to do, all of us. There are two things. We must build a better Gauteng for all our citizens. And in building a better Gauteng for all our citizens, if we can't tackle those 13 issues that we have, then no one will benefit, including the visitors that are coming here. So our approach is that anything that is broken, anything that needs immediate attention, let's ensure that we fix it to be enjoyed by everyone, not a certain section of our society. But it will be naive to say a G20 that will be held here for the first time in our continent can be a special event that can have its own legacy programs. We must be convinced that we have a G20. By the time they left, these are legacy projects that we have. And that's the area that we want to invest and elevate. We had 2010 here. We have FNB here. Whether Pirates is winning or losing, but there's an FNB stadium that has been a product of that. We want the same with G20, even though the timelines might be limited. I dispute the fact that we are doing this because they are visitors. We are doing this for all our South Africans, but we want to leave an everlasting impression so that the one that visited us now must come back later with her family or his family to see this beautiful South Africa. But we can't claim that everything is right. So the G13 issues that we have, we needed a consolidated work with our national government and provincial government, as well as local government. I can say to you now, there is that tacit agreement that we can work together to resolve those particular issues.